Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The governor's office, there's going to be an election next year. A Senate seat is wide open. I know Republicans who raise your name frequently and know how successful you are in court and feel like you campaigning all across this state would be very intriguing for a number of Republicans. Is Chris Maddle seriously considering running for either position next year?
I am seriously considering running for governor. I have lived and worked in Washington, D.C., and I'm not the least bit interested in going back to Washington, D.C., trust me.
When will you make a decision?
You know, my wife asked me the same thing. I hate it when those politicians are always saying that they just haven't made their mind up yet. That's actually true with me. I have not made my mind up yet, and I am very seriously considering it. I've talked to a number of people. I have some more meetings coming up in the near future, but I am seriously considering running for governor.
Will your decision be affected in any way whether Tim Walz runs for re-election?
Well, frankly, I think it'd be a lot easier if he ran for re-election, especially with the record that he's developed. So, yeah, I mean, it would. But frankly, I feel like the state is really at a tipping point right now. I've seen it with my own clients, Chad. I mean, I see people leaving Minnesota in droves. Our tax base is leaving because we've been just so anti-business and with such high taxes. I've seen nursing homes, of which I grew up in the nursing home industry. The Democrats have defunded nursing homes, and it's the Republicans that are increasing Medicaid in order to give that back. Our school, dollars per pupil going straight up. Scores going straight down. And then I don't need to tell you about the cops and with respect to how they've been treated in the state. All they want to know is that somebody has their back. And right now, Tim Walz and his administration definitely does not have their back. I mean, the closest that I got to anybody having Ryan Lonergan's back from Tim Walz was him saying that he was very concerned about my client. Well, concern did not keep him out of prison. And that really did nothing for cops in this state.
I got to jump in. One last question. Who will you tell first whether you're running, your wife or me, right here on WCCO Radio?
You know, I'm very afraid that she'd be listening, so I'm definitely going to say my wife.
Very good answer. Thank you, sir. Thanks. We'll reach out again.
Sounds great. Thanks.
He makes news, and that is significant political news because he would be a factor. Absolutely. Positively, unequivocally. It's been a while since a Republican has won, but you talk about somebody who can carry a message and is fearless and could raise some money. I think Chris Maddle is in that category, and he made it clear he's only looking at one position, the governor's race.